Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Are you interested in improving your social, physical, and psychological health? What about lessening your chances of any long-term health issues in the future? If so, you may want to grab a shovel and gloves because gardening could be your solution. In an analysis of 22 prior studies on gardening, researchers found that both gardens and participating in gardening are unquestionably good for our health. Gardening can decrease depression, stress, anxiety, and mood disturbances. These benefits combine to boost our quality of life and cognitive function. Incorporating more nature in your life can help everyone, especially those who live in places with little to no exposure to greenery. That's especially key for urban children who sometimes suffer from a condition called nature deficit disorder. The study notes that gardening can also reduce the risk of diabetes and depression. Gardening is so good for our health that horticulture therapy is used to treat people with psychological and occupational health issues. After 3 months spent working with plants in a greenhouse, patients were less likely to suffer from depression. Researchers say gardening is good for us, but why is that so? First, simply being outdoors and breathing fresh air is restorative. Second, it gently encourages exercise. Third, it allows people to interact with others, reinforcing social ties and creating a sense of community. Lastly, it helps ensure a healthier diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Gardening is a cost-effective way to improve your well-being. Have you been feeling down? Interacting with plants can beautify your home and yard while also giving you an emotional lift. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.